The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Christmas afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. You were just enjoying a track from local Tacoma band Gilded Lily. My name is Becky, and it is 3:04 p.m. on this Christmas Day, December 25th. Remember that the Daily Briefing is your place where you can always get updates and resources related to living and surviving and thriving even during this state of emergency due to coronavirus, otherwise known as COVID-19. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and chat with someone to get your COVID-19 questions answered there. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. A number of mental wellness support phone lines and text services are available. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress and getting referrals to behavioral health professionals in your area is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline for those that are in more acute crisis is 1-800-273-8255. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor when you text the word HEAL, that's H-E-A-L, to 741-741. Teenagers can call or text the Teen Link number to get paired up with a trained peer counselor at 866-833-6546. An individual struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. Just a few updates for today. As you might imagine, many municipal services are closed for the holiday, but we do know that across Washington, about 14% of acute care hospital beds for adults are occupied by COVID patients, and more than 1 in 5 ICU beds were occupied by COVID patients as of Wednesday of this week. Also, 30,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19 have been administered in our state so far, with high-risk healthcare workers among the first recipients. Pierce County has been allocated around 19,000 doses of vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna, at least for this first round of vaccines, and long-term care facility residents are expected to begin receiving vaccinations before the end of December. For our regional level information for today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 374 new COVID-19 cases today and 399 cases yesterday. The department notes that record levels of testing over the past several weeks have caught many new cases, but that overall our percent positive rate is trending downward. That means that while infection is still high, fewer people who are seeking tests are actually infected with the coronavirus. The department also notes that batch processing of tests at some labs is causing reporting delays. And with the holidays, Pierce County may see more daily case count fluctuations. They do note that the county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks offers the most accurate look at current COVID-19 disease burden in our county. And that number right now is 292. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 454. And with a 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate in our county, in Pierce County, per 100,000 residents is actually sitting at 540. For reference, Once case rates per 100,000 people fall below 350, the state recommends then bringing back small groups of students at all levels in groups of 15 or fewer for in-person schooling. But there is no recommendation to bring back kids for all levels of schooling in a general sense until that case rate is below 50 per 100,000 people. And right now we are at a factor of 10 with 540 cases per 100,000 people in Pierce County. The county also notes that celebrations around the holidays are often when adult children start noticing something may be wrong with their aging relatives. Whether it's over Zoom or 6 feet apart, if you notice changes in a loved one's health, the Aging and Disability Resource Center can help with services and resources. More information is available online at pierceadrc.org. That's the Pierce County Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC. Or you can call 253-798-4600. Although the county has taken off today from doing any kind of free mobile COVID-19 testing clinics, there are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites within our region. Our King County listeners can go to kingcounty.gov. Our Pierce County listeners can go to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. The department's mobile testing units will be back this weekend administering free COVID-19 tests tomorrow, December 26th, at Bonnie Lake High School and at Bethlehem Baptist Church at 4818 Portland Avenue East. And on Sunday, December 27th, they'll be at the Tacoma Dome administering free COVID-19 tests where no ID is required and tests are open to anyone. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can also check tpchd.org for lists of clinics and healthcare facilities that also administer tests. Results are usually available within 5 to 7 days. And remember, if that 7-day return time on test results seems like a long time, if you're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 or have been exposed to someone in direct contact who has COVID-19, you're supposed to quarantine for that long anyway. As a bonus, some of the COVID-19 test sites from the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department are also doing free adult flu shots as well. It is recommended that anyone who is able get a flu shot this year. That's to prevent severe influenza, which can end up requiring hospitalization. And we want to keep those hospitals clear as possible and respect our healthcare workers by not overworking them and by protecting ourselves and our community from not just COVID-19, but also seasonal flu. If you're having trouble getting to one of those test sites, either because of your work hours or mobility issues, there's actually a new program that arranges for a test to be delivered to you. You self-administer and then you send it back. You can learn more about that at scanpublichealth.org. In addition, Cheney Stadium is partnering with Discovery Health to offer COVID-19 testing Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's for the next 2 months. They'll be open tomorrow. Individuals looking to get tested are asked to pre-register online at testdirectly.com. We should also note it's neither state nor regional nor local Tacoma news, but the any travelers who are expecting to travel from the UK into the United States are required to have a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours of their travel. That's new news that was announced today. That's all across the US. Any travelers that are expecting to come from the UK need to have a negative COVID-19 test within the previous 72 hours. Now, to round out our daily briefing today, I want to play a track from Spokane and Tacoma artist Be Light. This is Sound Healing.
I'm still dreaming about you like I did back in high school. Kept life without you. Feelings I cannot subdue, can't get over you. If you only knew that you left your mark, still a hole in my heart. I just wanna chill with you,
chill with you.
I just wanna build with you,
build with you.
I just wanna vibe with you late night, spend time with you. Let me ride with you, let me rock with you. Don't you know anything is possible? Together we could be unstoppable. Do the impossible, so let's rock and roll.
Just give me a chance, give me one dance. You don't even have to call it a romance. Let's hold hands as the world spins round and round. Search and rescue, lost but now I'm found.
Beautiful, you're one of a kind. I just wanna make you mine. Close your eyes and imagine a place with no time. Falling in love has never been this easy. So love me hard or just go and leave me. Let's show the universe how love's supposed to be. Center of my universe, everything I need.
Just give me a chance, give me one dance. You don't even have to call it a romance. Let's hold hands as the world spins round and round. Search and rescue, lost but now I'm found.
I just wanna heal with you,
heal with you.
I just wanna feel with you,
feel with you.
I just wanna grow with you, spend time, get old with you. Let me rock with you, let me roll with you. Together we can conquer any obstacles, make the impossible possible. Take my hand and let's go.
Just give me a chance, give me one dance. You don't even have to call it a romance. Let's hold hands as the world spins round and round. Search and rescue, lost but now I'm found.
I just wanna make you mine, I just wanna make you mine. You're always on my mind, you're always on my mind. I just wanna make you mine, I just wanna make you mine. Let's hold hands as the world spins.
You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 to get hooked up with community resources anywhere you are in the state, including referral services, food and nutrition resources, and more. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number, where you can call us or text us, is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. Merry Christmas to those celebrating. My name is Becky. I'll be back on Monday with your Daily Briefing.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.